Gary Fisk is a civil engineer who lives in Pine, Colorado, in the foothills west of Denver. He says he's been volunteering for Mitt Romney's campaign for about a month, mainly writing postcards and making phone calls after work.
Hi, Grant. My name's Gary. I'm volunteering today for Mitt Romney and the Republican Party. How are you? Good. Well, we appreciate your support. And anyone else you know that may be on the fence, you're the best person to reach them.
Fisk is a lifelong Republican and says the bad economy and high national debt pushed him to get involved.
It's going to be a hole that we cannot dig ourselves out of unless we act now. And so I felt that it was urgent that we act. In my own personal budget, I can't overspend. I can't understand why the federal government can overspend, and my kids and grandkids are going to have to pay for that.
Fisk and other GOP activists here in the battleground of Jefferson County are crowded into the party's local headquarters. It's a potluck dinner, and people munch on treats as they make calls. It's also Women for Mitt Night, and unaffiliated voter Mary Lewandowski is volunteering for the first time.
I kind of like going to the health club. I think about it a lot, but don't ever go. And I just feel very compelled right now because we're getting down to the wire, and the election is so close, and I just want to do whatever I can to help get out that extra vote.
Lewandowski says she didn't vote for President Barack Obama, and she doesn't feel he has the qualifications to be president. But she likes what she sees in Romney.
I just trust him. I think that his values and his morals and his outlook are what this country needs.
As the election draws closer, the campaigns say they're running into fewer and fewer undecided voters. But Romney supporters say they're still going after that vote. Meanwhile, President Obama's volunteers are hitting the streets, trying to make sure their supporters are going to the polls and voting. They're focusing less on independents.
Let's really push hard. One more door, one more vote, because it's going to be that close. So thank you guys so much. Let's go get to work.
All right.
About 20 volunteers are getting a pep talk before heading door-to-door themselves in Jefferson County. Architect Steve Newman says he started volunteering over the summer, and it's the first time he's ever worked on a political campaign. Like Mary Lewandowski, the Romney supporter, Newman says the election is too close to sit on the sidelines.
It's been amazing to me how positive folks have been. I mean, I've never had a door slammed in my face, never had anybody be mean. They kind of see that you're participating in the process.
Newman says his top issue is government investment in the design and construction industries.
There's 25% to 30% unemployment, and I believe that government's a big part of this economy and certainly drives a lot of business in design and construction.
The Obama campaign also relies heavily on neighborhood team leaders such as Barbara Sweeney. The retired high school art teacher lives in Lakewood and has worked on the campaign for about a year and a half. Volunteers come to her home and she sets them up with material to knock on doors. She says campaign fatigue has been a problem she's run up against as she tries to mobilize potential voters.
We're working so hard. We've made so many phone calls. We've knocked on so many doors, and everybody's tired of it. It's something I passionately believe in, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm sorry if it offends you, but I want to see this president reelected.
Sweeney has a personal pitch. At 61, she has a pre-existing medical condition, and that's one of the main reasons she's a fan of the new health care law. She's also critical of Mitt Romney's stances on women's issues.
You know, he did put Ryan on the ticket. I do not want to see Roe versus Wade reversed because it will endanger the lives of many women. When I had my second child, I couldn't afford the COBRA for the insurance. Planned Parenthood took care of me through a grant for that whole year, all my health needs.
The suburban women's vote will be key for either candidate trying to win Colorado and, in particular, Jefferson County. Polls across the country show the race tightening, which makes the role of the grassroots volunteers even more crucial in the final push up to Election Day. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.